it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Ken lasted one day in this seat. Ken wanted to be back today. He would have been back today. Something popped up that he had to take care of at home, but mm-hmm. I'm sure he'll be on tomorrow with me. Wiggy, good morning.
Good morning.
Courtney.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you? It's Friday. How can you not be great? You
know? Hello.
Hello. Scheimer, how are you today?
Howdy. I'm wonderful. How are you?
Scheimer with the howdy, man, huh?
What's with the y'all?
In a
well,
row.
He does y'all, too. Yeah, he's,
yeah, but I get y'all like, every now and then, but howdy.
Yeah,
y'all's just an easy catch-all, so that's why I use it quite
it is.
A bit.
Well, howdy to you, too.
Thank you.
I am in for Greg, who is finally in Key West. Courtney was giving me the update. So what happened yesterday for the audience that's been worried about the whereabouts of the namesake of this show?
Let me tell you, it was a long one for Greg Hill yesterday. So he texted me around 7 p.m. and said, still not there, had to take Uber from Lauderdale to Key West. So they ended up taking off from Boston to get to Key West. Whether it was a new plane, engine, whatever, I don't know what ended up happening there, but they got in the air.
Can I put a quick pin in that?
Yes.
So every plane you're on was just landed from somewhere else.
Right.
And so you're pulling back, and an hour ago, that plane that you're pulling back on landed in Boston.
Right.
And then something pops on,
mm-hmm.
and you can't use the plane anymore.
Right.
Right.
Even though it's been used 100 times.
Right.
And but so I'd rather them be safe
yeah,
than sorry.
Exactly.
I don't know. I feel like, you know, you could always crash into the Hudson. But
that's
yeah.
true.
Go ahead. Sorry.
But I guess the runway in Key West was wet. Was
so
what
time did they take off?
I do not know what time they took off, but it seems like they landed in the evening because he finally got an Uber around 7. Drop-off was 10:13 p.m. He sent me the Uber screenshot. And the rehearsal dinner was last night. So that's where my mind goes immediately for Dooley and Corey. You know, are you going to make... clearly, you're not making the rehearsal dinner. He said, no one is. I think they did it anyway, but three-fourth of the wedding party was on this flight, including Corey, the bride's mom. Mm. So that makes me so sad that she missed it. But then the craziest part... And this isn't going to make sense for, I would say, half of our audience. But he sends me a photo at 12:58 a.m. Mm. and says, I don't know who this is, but Lindsay told me to send it to you.
All right.
I've sent the photo to Mitch.
Okay.
It is Tom Sandoval, who if you are a Bravo person, you know who Tom Sandoval is. Scandoval was like the biggest... thing of reality TV ever.
He's also a big deal on The Traitors on NBC.
Yes, he was on Traitors, so some people know him from that.
All right.
But he was performing at the bar that Greg ended up at in Key West. And like the fact that Greg just walks into these bars and there ends up being like this pop culture moment happening is just, it's so shocking to me every single time.
Right. But he's like Forrest Gump.
Right. Like he just finds himself in these situations without looking for them. And so it seems like he did arrive in Key West sometime in the late evening.
Mm. How much was that Uber drive from Fort Lauderdale to Key West? Because you guys told me it was a 3-hour car ride.
At least three
yeah,
hours.
Yeah, and Fort Lauderdale is about 40 minutes north of Miami. So you're looking at, I mean, I have no idea.
Jesus.
I just sent it to Mitch. I had the flight number from yesterday. Because one of the eagle eyes in the Twitch said that there's no flights from Boston to Key West, and I found that there was actually a flight. So it was intended to depart at 8:10 and get into Key West at noon on Thursday.
All right.
The flight departed Boston at 12:24, 4 hours and 15 minutes late, and was diverted to Fort Lauderdale, landing at 4:26. But that means they flew to Key West... We're preparing to land, and then all of a sudden had to go back north to Fort Lauderdale. And then you get in at 4:24 into Fort Lauderdale. I don't even know. That is hellish.
That is a crazy day.
And I would have just left the next day. I wouldn't totally. Even, I wouldn't even done that.
I don't know. At that point, like, he's with all of like the rest of the wedding party. I'm sure they ended up having fun at the airport. Like, I don't know.
That is a long-ass day.
But what's crazy to me, so they landed at 4:26, but he sent me the text of the Uber at 7. So what did they do from 4:26? I guess trying to figure out, like, if there was a flight to get to Lauderdale to Key West or what they were going to do. Ended up with an Uber.
Yeah. Shime asked in the office before the show, why not rent a car? Which to me would have been...
I don't get it.
You rent a car and then you can just return it to Key West.
Yeah.
There's an extra fee.
That feels way cheaper.
I'm sure Key West is in need of cars. It's probably got, you know...
A three-hour Uber's got to be, what, a couple $100?
Easily. You did the Uber to the All-Star game. How much was that?
I didn't have to pay for it because I was working. But that was like a 4 or 5 hour Uber from JFK to Cleveland.
Yeah, that is I'm glad he's there. I'm glad he made it finally. Key West is a beautiful place, but not the easiest place to reach. So, Greg, we'll be back on Monday. We're on Monday, right? Even though it's a holiday?
I believe
correct,
so.
Correct, yes.
Yeah. Greg will be back Monday. We'll join us at Gillette Stadium. And we have a very exciting show. Pop Douglas coming up at 7. We have the great Kostos joining us at 9:30. We have the news with Courtney. We have back-to-back Bruins wins to open the season. Sean, what was your big takeaway last night from the Bees?
I am impressed. Like they've scored more goals in these two games than I expected them to. Korpisalo made a couple really big saves last night. Overall, they're starting way better than I expected them to. Like, that's kind of where I'm at. I don't know that this will necessarily last, but the fact that you got a win in a game where David Pastrnak only had a point, didn't have a goal, only had one assist, I think is a big deal. I think that matters.
Yeah, it's still early. See, you know, they're a team that's grinding it out, so we'll see what they look like. And if you were to take an Uber from here to New York, it would cost you $600. So
yeah,
holy smokes.
Yes, and that's right now, and right now it's not considered a high peak time.
And how long would that take? Like 3 hours?
That's 3.5
rush hour.
Yeah,
it says it looks like it says you'd get there at 10:21.
Yeah, wow. So that's almost 4.5 hours.
You know, so I'm just kind of, if you're in Fort Lauderdale and you're trying to get an Uber to go to, I've never been to Key West, but I'm imagining it's probably busy. So
at 4:30 p.m.
Yeah, so probably 500-600 beans for them.
At least.
Yeah, I would have rented a car.
Rent a car. It costs $100.
Right, and then you can stop, grab a bite. You know.
Take your time
because you know what they're probably trying to do, which doesn't add up because you can rent a car and just drop it off in Key West.
Right. You just pay a fee. You return it to the other destination.
So it's $150 total instead of $600.
And then you just fly out of Key West if you're not going to fly back out of Fort Lauderdale.
Right. Greg thinks going to kayak means getting in the small boat, not actually trying to find a rental car.
Wow.
And we'll take your worst travel story, 617-779-7937. Paul has a story about Key West. Good morning, Paul. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, guys. Loving the show as usual. Been listening to Greg for over 30 years. I'm a truck driver. So,
awesome.
I went to go see my wife. She was a surprise. She was in Key West with her best friend. I went to go propose to her down there. And she didn't know I was coming, but the closest I could get was Fort Lauderdale. It took me almost 2 hours to get through Miami to get down to Fort Lauderdale. And
terrible.
Then on the way back, they called us up and said, your flight from Fort Lauderdale is leaving early, but I was in Key Largo, so I was still 2.5 hours away, so I missed my flight coming back from Key West.
Jeez.
And what a place Key West is. Once you hit the 7 Mile Bridge, you can make some time, but when you're down there, it's quite a place. It's where I proposed to my wife. So
did she say yes?
Great. Oh yes, she did.
Oh, good.
20 years on March 17th. We've been together.
Congratulations!
Congratulations, Paul. Thank you for calling in on Friday. Drive safely. We have I was thinking driving in this morning that this feels like the first Patriots Friday in a really long time where you're not being. We're not speculating as to whether or not you're going to have a football season.
I felt the opposite coming into this show today.
Really?
I feel like this game on Sunday is more important than last week's game. Like, this to me is set up to be, I'm praying that Mike Vrabel, you got to trust Mike Vrabel that he's got the guys ready to go and all in line and all have their head in the game. But this is set up to be such a legend.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Down and all the air gets taken out of the balloon if they lose on Sunday. All of it.
If you lose this game on Sunday, I think a lot of questions, you know, I think, you know, Courtney, you might be right. Well, you know, you kind of got lucky against Buffalo and had one of those great games and you were much higher. But I think then the focus will shift to Mike Vrabel and him as a coach and how is he not able to get his players focused to be able to go down to New Orleans and win a game that they should win. Because it's not like you beat Buffalo at home. You went to
right.
Buffalo. So playing on the road and beating a team on the road, you just proved that you could do it against a really good football team. And if you don't do it against New Orleans, it's going to have Vrabel like, did you not have these guys focus? What the hell happened?
And I want to be clear because I feel like I've been so negative. I'm so impressed by this team, and I think that they're for real. Like, I think that this team, Drake May, Mike Vrabel, mm-hmm. Steph Diggs, like, I think everything's just clicking right now. I just worry. Like, that I'm worried going into this week.
You really are, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. And I've been worried since Monday. I don't know what it is.
Do you think it's that maternal instinct that is kicking in?
Maybe. Jeez, I hope
but
not.
But do you have confidence in Vrabel as a coach?
I have confidence in Vrabel.
So
I
what
just think
worries
when
you?
When I asked the question on Monday, it was such like a non-answer. He's like, yeah, I think we'll be fine. That worries me. Like, I just, if you hear Steph Diggs talk about it right now, he's saying like, yeah, this is really important. This is more important than it was last week. A ton of guys have come out just saying like, this is a very important game for us to go into New Orleans and to get a win. I just
so if they're saying that, then it seems like Vrabel has them thinking and focused the right way.
That's what I hope.
Because if a lot of the guys are
but
like,
it's a worry that I have, and I think that people that aren't worried about it and just immediately jumping to Drake May MVP or Super Bowl or AFC champs like might have to come down.
I'm not worried
bit.
About this game one bit,
all right?
One bit at all.
Good.
My expectations are if these guys are saying it, Vrabel's got them locked in and focused. They're a better football team than the Saints. Right now, you know, the Saints could win the game if they go down there and they have four or five turnovers. But let's say it's, you know, an evenly matched game where, you know, it's one turnover apiece or zero turnovers, whatever the number you want to put on it.
Yep.
I think if everything's even, you win this game by at least 10 points.
Yeah, and I think, Courtney, you hit on a couple things. One, the Patriots are not at all at a point where they can enter any game in the NFL and feel like if they show up, they can win. Mm. That was, you know, years and years ago. And it goes to two questions that I had. One, are they back? Are you back in thinking this is a playoff team, that this is what they've been, this is what they've been building towards? Drake May, Mike Vrabel, Josh McDaniels, the defensive additions, they're here. They're going to win nine or more games. And if not, why? And the other was, I was trying to, I heard places all around the city talking about how the Bills game was the biggest Patriots win since Super Bowl 53, since, you know, there was a big, I think 2019, the Patriots played the Bills in December.
Was that the three-pass game?
No, that was still with Brady in 2019.
Were you talking about the win game? Jones win game.
Oh, there's the win game. So you can pick whichever. We have it on Twitter. We have it elsewhere. So if you have any thoughts about where the Patriots are heading this weekend, and where are you in terms of biggest wins since? Because to me, that Sunday night win was the biggest Patriots win since Super Bowl 53.
Wow.
Because you don't have any other, there was not a game like Brady. I mean, Mac played Brady close. Folk dinked the uprights. They don't win that game. You had the overtime game against the Cowboys where you had the great pass to Kendrick Bourne, the comeback there, but that led to nothing. To me, in terms of magnitude, upset, reshaping the way in which people view this team, the Bills win was the biggest win in five seasons.
Yeah, you haven't had a win. You haven't had a game with that kind of significance that you've actually been able to pull out a win in a long time.
Right. It felt like we were heading towards another moral victory Monday.
100%. And I fully expected that, like, going into the game. It's why I picked the Bills in the first place. Because I'm like, yeah, I expect the Patriots to play close. I said it on Football Sunday. I'm like, yeah, I would pick the Patriots to cover 8.5. But I don't necessarily think they win. I think we come in Monday happy with the way they played and competed. But ultimately, mm-hmm. you're going up against the best quarterback on the planet. Mm-hmm. And they proved me wrong. Like, they came out and actually won the football game.
Right. You were thinking it would be a moral victory Monday where yeah. you're like, all right, you know.
It felt like that Packers game where Zappe was in there and Aaron Rodgers got the ball after they punted from the 45, Bill.
Yep.
That was one of those kinds of games. It was just shocking that they came back, they won, but it was also the way in which Vrabel talked all week and all the players talked that it felt like old school Patriots football where you had a singular message from the head coach mm-hmm. saying, we're here, we're thrilled about the stage that we're going to be on, we expect to win.
So it was a great win because I think – you know, if you looked at it nationally, I don't think there were many people that were picking the Patriots to win just because of where the two franchises are in this moment. In this moment, heading into the game, the Bills are considered, you know, either a Super Bowl contender or some people are picking them to win the Super Bowl. And for the Patriots, you know, depending on where you are, you got them at 8 wins, you got them at 7 wins, you get them at 9 wins, but nobody knows what they are or what they were going to be headed into that game. So to win a game like that, it is a huge, huge win because I think the expectations now for the team are to be, oh, this is a good football team. It's not like last night's game where the Giants beat Philly and you go, oh, could the Giants be for real?
No, right. That's a Thursday night. The Eagles have some inner turmoil going on.
Right.
What Sunday was for the Patriots was the first time they actually went up against a team that was the anointed one in their division yeah. on the road, and your quarterback outdueled the best quarterback in football this year. It was an awesome win. I think a lot of Pats fans are back. We see you lining up on the phone, 617-779-7937. 3 hours from now, Kostos will be all hopped up on Mountain Dew, but right now, here's Courtney with What's Trending.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Jackson Lumber. The Bruins take the home opener in overtime 4-3, the final against the Blackhawks.
And it squirts to Minton. He's going to have a long two-on-one with Geeky. Minton, game on his stick, walks in, shoots.
Yeah, that's B's rookie Fraser Minton who got the game winner. Korpisalo was in goal. He had 21 saves in the win. They're off tonight before taking on the Sabres at home tomorrow. Puck drop is at 7. The Celtics have another preseason game tonight at 7 in Toronto. The Eagles fell to the Giants in Thursday Night Football. 34-17 is the final in New York. The Giants held the Super Bowl winners scoreless in the second half to get to 2-4 on the season. The Eagles are dropped on the season to 4-2.
The Eagles have like some serious issues.
Yeah.
That team is. It feels very similar to 2 years ago where they started like 10-0 and mm-hmm. then just lost every game in the second half of the season where it was just like clearly there was something bubbling underneath even though they were a good football team because there is something really wrong about that offense.
How yeah. many turnovers did they have last night though? Like 5?
I think it was 2. No, I think it was only 2. It was the A.J. Dillon fumble mm-hmm. and the Jalen Hurts pick, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I believe so. I think the biggest thing, Shyman, I think the thing is the inner turmoil with the team on trying to figure out what their identity is on offense. You know, do they want to get the ball to Saquon? Is he the first option? A.J. Brown's upset about that. Then
like,
you got,
when was the last time Saquon Barkley only had 12 carries right. in a football game?
And then you look at, then you got Devontae Smith. It's kind of like the offensive coordinator has all this talent, but doesn't have a clear identity of what direction he wants to go
in. Why are we targeting Dallas Goedert 11 times yeah. in a game where you have A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Saquon Barkley?
Right. Yeah.
And also Nick Sirianni being kind of a not exactly an alpha doesn't help in the no. situation.
Some really sad news. Beloved member of the Loyola University basketball program, Sister Jean, has died at the age of 100. 106. So I guess it's not that sad. Like, what an unbelievable life.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. In more sad news, former Sox All-Star Mike Greenwell has died at the age of 62, 2 months after announcing thyroid cancer diagnosis.
I'm going to do that as my lead. I love the Gator. One of my first favorite Boston athlete, Mike Greenwell. Rest in peace.
And it's a Patriots Friday. We'll be joined by Pop Douglas this morning at 7 to talk about the Pats matchup with the Saints on Sunday at 1. And contractors, builders, and homeowners, visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. That's what's trending. Coming up next, we've got our leads.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.